Is it mutan libal biyoshina by a psula on Shabbos or not? So either there's an issue with the dam, whatever malach is involved in chavala, or there's an issue with the pesach. Maybe the chassan is not interested in either. He couldn't care less about the pesach. He's not thinking about the dam. He's thinking l'hano asatzmuhu miskavein. Maybe it's a dover shein miskavein. Maybe it's a psikreshe. Maybe it's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. Maybe it's a mekalkel. All kinds of logical possibilities. So now the Gemara in Zayinam at Aleph has a machlokes between Rapapi, the name of Rava, and Rapapa, the name of Rava. The two versions of what Rava said, Shat and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was an Amora. Rabbi Yehuda Shaila Milva Betchila B'Yantav. Shaila came up, he said it's Mutter on Yantav. So the Shaila was, is it Maisa Shahoya was on Yantav, but Huad Dinami Shabbos, based on the whole sugya that we learned. Mutter Livva B'Sula Betchila B'Shabbos. For whatever reason, Dom Shem is Kamen, Shuz, Kutuz, Makam Mitzvah, whatever the Hasbir is. Or should I say no? Maybe he really holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's also Livo Psula B'Tchila B'Shabbos, but Yontav is Mutter because of some special Hetav. We know there are Kulas in Yontav or B'Shabbos. So that's Machlekes Rapapa in the name of Rav, as opposed to Rapapi, the name of Rav. So what the Gemara says, Omale Rapapi Rapapa, my Daitok, why do you think that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontav? Must be based on Mitoich. So I'm going to ask you a kasha. If you think Mitoich, I'm going to ask you a kasha. So we have to define a little bit the terms over here. There's one term, Oichal Nefesh. That term appears in Chumash. Achash Yachal Oichal Nefesh, but just had in Parshas Boy. Then there's a term, an expression that's called Mitoich. Then there's an expression that's called Hoil. Mitoich means since A, therefore B. And Hoil, since A, therefore B. But Mitoich and Hoil are two different things. Mitoich A, therefore B, and Hoil C, therefore D. They're not the same at all, totally different. Mitoich is a machlekes Bisham and Bishilel, and Hoil is a machlekes Rabbe Rav Chisda, which Tosfos quotes from Psochim. Where is it? Menvav. So let's go first. What's the definition of Oichal Nefesh? So that's also, that's a machlekes Satanaim also, Bisham and Bishilel. There is a machlekes Bisham and Bishilel in the Mishnah in Beit Zochot Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Beishami Amrim lo yechem adam chamer leraglov. He not allowed to heat up water on Yontif to wash your feet." And then came William the Shtir. Basila Matir. Basila said, "You're permitted to heat up water for the purpose of washing your feet. To wash kol aguf is gzeres habalanim. Rechitza bechamer on Yontif gzeres habalanim. But leaving out the gzeres habalanim, that's how the Ramban says gzeres habalanim. But leaving out the gzeres habalanim story." Because just the rechitzas panim yod the beragla mikzus menuf, that's not exeris abalonim. The balonim were the bathhouse attendants. A balon is a bathhouse attendant. They were not so observant. They weren't yeshiva guys. They were not so medactic. So on Shabbos they used to keep the bathhouse open till the tanoi made exeris. They used to keep it open. People would come Shabbos afternoon to the bathhouse and they would turn on the fire on Shabbos and heat up the water. They would violate havar. They would violate bishul. And they may believe that they had everything prepared for Erev Shabbos and they hadn't done any malachas at all on Shabbos. So the Tanoim made a gzeirah that even if they're telling the truth, you're not allowed to bathe in the hot water because most of the time they're not telling the truth. So that was the gzeirah sabalon. So the gzeirah sabalon was made on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to bathe. Rechitza b'chamin is also. Then the question over here, the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you're permitted to heat up water le'raglov, to wash your feet. Apparently only part of the body, not the bathe kol aguf. Why not? So the Ramban says that the Gzeres HaBalonim that appears in the third Perek in Masech HaShavs and Perek Yira was carried over to Yontif. There are two Mishnais and Beitza that repeat the same thing. It says, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yontif Elo Echal Nefesh Bilvad. So why is it repeated? Why do you have two Mishnais? So the Gemara explains, one Mishnah goes on the level of the Raisa, one Mishnah goes on the level of the Rabbanon. All the Lamentas Melachas on Shabbos carry over to Yontam unless it's Heter Echon Nefesh, and all the Rabbanon that were introduced on Shabbos carry over with the Rabbanon to Yontam as well. So this Gzeres HaBalon, and that's what the Ramban said, Gzeres HaBalon, not to bathe in hot water on Shabbos, was carried over to Yontam as well. That's the Ramban sheet. So the silo penichu to heat up what say not allowed to take a bath kolaguf, but to wash pani out of raglu with burning hot water, that's permissible. And it's even permissible to heat up the water on Yantif. Why is that? So there's a long Rashba here, very long Rashba on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. It quotes the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, who says that the Silul have a fundamental disagreement with Beis Shammai, how they translate the phrase Echal Nefesh. So whereas Beis Shammai say Echal Nefesh means cooking food, preparing food, or you're carrying food to the park to have a picnic on Yontif, the Silul say all Hanos HaGuf is included in Echal Nefesh. Then the last line in the Mishnah has, the fellow is freezing. It's cold on Yontif. So he wants to make a fire. He has, let's say, he lit the candles. He wants a light. He's not allowed to be motzi esh mechadosh. That's a gzera derabbanan. But he wants to make a fire in the furnace to keep himself warm, not to cook any food, to keep the body warm. So Bishami says it's not permissible. It's not included in Echal Nefesh. Echal Nefesh only refers to preparing food to eat it. B'silah matirim. Why the b'silah matirim? Because that's the pashup shot. B'silah hold that the definition of echal nefesh means all hanas haguf is included in echal nefesh. Then the Rashba has another pshat that it could be that this machlek is maybe b'silah agree with Beis Shammai that the definition of echal nefesh has to do with food and to keep the body warm by making a madura and to heat up the water in order to bathe raglov. Is mutter the beisilah for a different reason? Not that this is mamish echal nefesh. This is identical with the machlekes on daf yud beis amid aleph. The Gemara had the Mishnah had in beitz yud beis amid aleph machlekes pishamim misil. Are you permitted to carry a tinoik, a sefer Torah, or a lulav? So beishamay emim ematzim loes hakotim loes hat lulav loes ha sefer Torah. Well, beisilah matirim. So why is beisilah matirim? What's the machlekes over there? So Tesis quotes, the Gemara there, Beitzi, at Beis Amid Aleph, had two pshatim. First they gave one pshat and they rejected it, and then they gave the correct pshat. The incorrect pshat that they suggested initially was that Hoitzoh is Melocha Grua, from the Ola Lam Tas Melochas, Hoitzoh is Melocha Grua. And you have the pasuk in Yirmiyah that reads, Lo Satzir Masami Batechem B'Yoyim HaShabbos, and the Mashmoy says, B'Yoyim HaShabbos En, and B'Yon Tevloi. Now, Yontif, there's no prohibition of Hoitzoh. You only carry over 38 malachas from Shabbos to Yontif. And the 39th malachah, since to begin with, Hoitzoh is a malachah grua, doesn't carry over to Yontif. And that's the reason for Beisilo. Beishamay holy carry over all 39 malachas. Hoitzoh is prohibited on Yontif. Beisilo says Hoitzoh is mutter on Yontif. So the Gemara says that's impossible. Gemara slugs it up. And the way Tosis reads the Gemara, Tosis has a different girsa from Rashi. When Tosis reads the Gemara, it says like this: how is it possible to assume that Haitzoah is het the Gomer on Yontif? There's no Iser Haitzoah, so why in the world did they introduce a Gzer de Rabbanon of Muktzah? The whole Iser of Muktzah is a Gzer Mishum Haitzoah, Shema Yotzi. Shema Yotzi, they should have prohibited moving chairs and moving Svarim and moving food and moving clothing. So you can't take off your clothes, you can't put on pajamas, you can't move the sheet, you can't move the blanket. You can't move anything on Shabbos. Exerishim Haitzoh. So the Gemara says no. So that's that'll be Exerish and Rei Vatzib Yecholim Lamed Bo. They're going to prohibit handling anything, food and Svarim. Life will be impossible. But if the thing is Muktzah anyway, the thing is a piece of junk, Eitz Ma'avonu Yofa anyway, something that has no Ishtamshus. So there they said, don't handle it at all. Exerishim Bayotzi. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos writes, the end of Hilchos Shabbos writes, oh, philosophy. What motivated the rabbis to introduce the Isur of Muktzah? So the rabbi writes, I don't know what he's talking about. In my Gemara, it says it's a Gzeira Mishum Haitzoh. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, and it's a Gemara in Beitzah, and Dafyud Beisam et al. So that's what Tosis had, the Giris in the Gemara, same Giris as the rabbi, that Haitzoh, that Tiltam Muktzah is a Gzeira Mishum Haitzoh. So if you're going to tell me that according to Beis Hillel, there's no prohibition of Haitzoh on Yontif, you only carry over 38 Malachis, and the Malacha Grua doesn't carry over, Haitzoh has had the Gemara. Maybe it's also Midir Rabbanah, but Minatera, it's Mutter. So why did they introduce the whole din of Muktzah Midir Rabbanah? What? It's a Gzeru. Because they're afraid someone's going to carry. The whole carrying is only also Midir Rabbanah. So the Gemara rejected that pshat. He can't say like that. It means that they rejected Hoitzoah as not a Melacha Grua. No. Tosis on the first Mishnah in Shabbos says, Hoitzoah is a Melacha Grua. And there are Nafkeminis Ladina based on that assumption that Hoitzoah is a Melacha Grua. But this is not one of the nafkaminas. You don't say because it's a malacha grua, it doesn't carry over from Shabbos to Yontif. All the 39 malachas are rasa on Yontif, like on Shabbos. So then the question is, on my time, the Beis Hillel. Why did Beis Hillel permit you to carry the Tina, can the Sefer Torah and the Lulav? So the Gemara says, oh, this is the machlekes b'shamis. So do you say mitoch? What do you mean mitoch? So it means you judge each and every one of the 39 malachas. If this malach is Eben Mutter, the Tzorich Achal Nefesh, so we say not only is it Mutter, the Tzorich Achal Nefesh, it's Mutter Ibn Shalom, the Tzorich Achal Nefesh. That's the machlekes of mitoch. So yesterday we went through the different opinions, what does it mean mitoch? The Rashi Shita, Taisa Bayas is rejecting Rashi. They're not saying who they're rejecting. They're saying that Pshat is wrong. And Taisa is there in Beitzi, Beis Amud Aleph, the Mas Halachi Garcina, is explicitly, they quote Rashi and they say Rashi is wrong. It's not correct. Rashi understood the Gemara to say you have a list of 39 malachas. So any malacha that's muta, the Tzorech HaChol Nefesh, has to be crossed off of the list on Yontif. The list on Yantam is not going to be 39. You're going to cross off any malacha that's ever mutter. Tzorech HaChol Nefesh. Obviously, it's not also on Yantam. They cross off Haitzoi, cross off Havari, cross off Bishul, cross off Natilis Nesham Meshechi. All the malachas that you do on Yantam, that are Hetha Gomer on Yantam, you cross them up, so the list is going to be very short. Taisa disagrees. So Taisa said, that's not true. You're crossing off a malacha. Mitosha, that malacha is mutter, the Tzorech HaChol Nefesh. You're crossing off. So they reject Rashi. So what is the pshat? So Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosis by us doesn't quote by name, but they keep on repeating this. And there in Beitza Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, they quote it to tell you that this is Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, and they're not happy with it. So Rabbeinu Chananel says when the Mishnah says Beisil will permit you to carry the Tinak and the Lulav and the Sefer Torah, he's talking Tinak Lamuloi. It's a mila bizman on Yontif. You're allowed to carry the baby to do the mitzvah. You're allowed to carry the Sefer Torah to do Kriyas HaTorah. You're allowed to carry the lulav, to shake the lulav in the middle of halal. To do a mitzvah, that's mitoch. You're permitted to do a malach on Yontif, not only for Achal Nefesh, to do a mitzvah. But tinek letayel, that's not a mitzvah. You want to go to the park and you want to push the carriage with the baby. Depends how old the baby is. If the baby is able to walk on his own, then you say, Hachayna says Atzma, so you're not violating Din Deraisa. The baby is not able to walk on his own, he's only able to crawl. That's a machlekes hatanoim. And we paskin that if the baby can only crawl, so you don't say Hachayna says Atzma. On animals, you don't say Hachayna says Atzma. Only on people. On people who can walk on 2 feet, then you say Hachayna says Atzma l'chaladeis. Yeah. So the Rabbeinu Chananel learns that the only time Beis Hillel permit you mitoch is letzorech mitzvah. And tinek letayel is not mutter. There's no mitzvah. Yeah. What is that based on? So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, what's pshat mitoch? So we said from the Sefer Yireim, the Yireim says, where does mitoch come from? It's based on the word nefesh. Achash yochel l'chol nefesh u'levad yoscham. So yochel means l'chol nefesh. Food, and nefesh means tzorchei aneshama, tzorchei mitzvah. Yeah. Then the Ri disagrees, with the Rabbeinu Chananel. See, the Ri disagrees with Rabbeinu Chananel. He says even tinek letayel is also mutter. Why is tinek letayel mutter? So the two versions of the Ri. So one way to say is, the Ri means tinek letayel is also a mitzvah, v'enig yantav, also to enjoy yantav. You want the baby to get fresh air, also a mitzvah. But the pashup shat in the Ri is, he's totally rejecting the Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Tesis presents it there in Beitzi Yibes, they quote Rabbeinu Chananel, and they say, v'leisa, Rabbeinu Chananel is wrong. They said perusha, even a tinek. They're just disagreeing on a little detail, that a tinek letayel is also called the dar mitzvah. So you don't say v'leisa, he's all wrong. Sounds like the Ri disagrees. You don't need tzorchei mitzvah. Tzorchei yom tzas, any tzorchei yom tzas is called mitoich.
Suppose with Rashba and Arsig over here, he says the Ri should be magdir, the fact he says Vapilu Tzorah, he called that the recent, that was still called the Tzorah. When he's explaining the Ri, he quotes the Tosfos almost verbatim, but he adds in it that the Ri was saying that this is still called the Gedder of Tzorah Yom
Tzorah. Tinek Letayo. Right, so that's the question. Does he mean it's a tzorech mitzvah? Mitzvah's hayayim also. He basically agrees with the Rabbeinu Chananel, but he says, Einig Yantav is also a mitzvah's hayayim. Well, he says no. Any tzarech on yantiv. You're not allowed to do a malach on yantiv for tzarech for tomorrow.
The Tosfos over here, they quote both. They say the tzarech yantiv or tzarech mitzvah. They give both as by us.
No, that's when they give that's the first giving the Pirush HaBein HaChanan. First they start with the Pirush HaBein HaChanan. Yeah. So Hanoa Sayyam Atzor Kima Me'idah Ruah. Okay, okay. No. Let's go like this. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Psochim, where the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisim? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is it's a Mishnah, but the beginning of Psachim they have it also. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is ein bir chometz ala b'sreifa. The only way to fulfill Tashbisu is by burning it. And the Chachamim say hashbisasa b'chol davar, it doesn't afim farav zola roch. It doesn't necessarily have to be fulfilled by burning it. You can fulfill the hashbisasa b'chol davar. So the Gemara says we have a pasuk that reads ach b'yom harishon Tashbisu. How do you translate b'yom harishon? So Poshim Shah means the first day Yontif. Rabbi Kiva says that's impossible. Because Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion Ein Biyar Chometz Ela B'Sreifa. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Biyar Chometz is by burning. And Matzina Lahavar Shihab Malocha. What are you going to say? You're going to burn the Chometz on the first day Yontif? So you're in violation of an Issa Malocha. So this is Rabbi Akiva's proof that there must be B'Yom Arish means Erev Pesach. So the Gemara said, that's on Dav Hei Amad Aleph in Psochim. So the Gemara on the top line on Hamad Bey says, Shema Minah B'der Rabbi Akiva, P'ir Rabbi Akiva subscribes to three principles. Shema Minah, first of all, Ein Bi Yochamas Ela B'Sreifa. If it's going to be Af Mefar V'Zol HaRuach, so he's not doing any Malach at all. Number two, Shema Minah Havar L'Chalak Yotzos. There's a Machlek Satanoim. You have 39 Malachas. Why does the Chumash single out? Why is it singled out? Why was Avora singled out? So some Tanaim are of the opinion, we don't pass like this, some Tanaim are of the opinion that Havara lalav yotzes. You have 39 malachas, it's 38 malachas that have kores, and the 39th malacha Havara doesn't have any kores. It's another reason. It's not really a malacha. So it's not a malacha, so then Tosfos has one shot, you can't carry it over to Yontif. The only thing you carry over from Shabbos to Yontif are 38 malachas. But Havara is lalav yotzos, it's not a malacha, right? There's no chorus and there's no Mises Bezdin, so therefore it doesn't carry over to Yontif. Yontif only is, let's say, tchumen. So some Rishonim are of the opinion, we Ashkenaz and Paskin, the old tchumen is only the Rabbanim. The Mechabi Paskin is that tchumen Yud Beis Mil is their Raisa. So if you old tchumen Yud Beis Mil is their Raisa, that's only on Shabbos, or is that on Yontif also? The pasuk at Chumen is on last week's Sedra, in Bishalach, Al Yetzi Ish Mem Kamba Bayam HaShvi'i. So the pasuk Al Yetzi Ish Mem Kamba, not to go Chutz L'Chum. So that pasuk only says on Shabbos, do you carry over everything from Shabbos to Yontif? You only carry over Malachas. So Tosfos has one opinion, Chumen on Yontif L'chol HaDei says the Rabban. No Tana would say is there. I said, the only thing you carry over from Shabbos to Yontif is Malachas. So Chumen wouldn't apply. Kiddush and Avdol on Yontif is only the Rabban. Machlokes. The Magen Mishnah says that Kiddush on Yontif is only the Rabbanim. Kiddush on Shabbos is a Pasuk. But Kiddush, you don't carry over Kiddush. Shvi says, Behemto is a Shaila, where they carries over from Shabbos to Yontif. It's also not a Nisa Malacha. The only thing you carry over from Shabbos to Yontif is Yisuri Malacha. So the Mele, Tosfos has one pshat in this Gemara. If Havara lalav yotzes, Havara, it's 38 Malachas and another Isa of Havara. Havara is not a Malacha. So if you say Havara is not a Malacha, then it would be mutar yontav. So what is Rabbi Akiva's proof? Rabbi Akiva says, ach b'yom harishon tashbisu must be, the word rishon must be erev Pesach. It can't refer to first day yontav. Yom harishon, like we say in modern Hebrew, rishon means the first day, does mean erev yontav. It can't mean first day Pesach because matzina la'avara shi'av malocha. It wouldn't be permissible to burn the chametz on the first day Pesach because on yontav it's a malocha. So the Gemara says, you see from Rabbi Akiva, his argument, his proof that Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach is based on three premises, three assumptions. Assumption number one, Ein Bi Yochamas Ela B'Sreifa. You're only in fulfillment of Tashbisa if you burn it. Assumption number two, that Havara is also on Yontif. If you hold Havara Lalav Yotzes, it's not a Malach, it would be Mutar on Yontif. And assumption number three, even if you hold Havara is a Malach, and it does apply to Yontif, but he would believe in Mitoich, if he would accept what Bezalel said, if he would accept his hilushita that you say mitoich, so not only would havara be mutter, the tzarech ha'echal nefesh, to cook food, havara would be mutter to fulfill, for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah tashbisu. So the fact Rabbi Akiva says that that can't be. It can't be that that you're allowed to burn the chametz on the first day Pesach. So that's his conclusive proof that Yom Rishon means on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says Shema Minah, the third Shema Minah is learned that he doesn't believe in mitoich. You don't say mitoich shuuch with a tzarech ha'echal nefesh, which you're not mishalot a tzarech ha'echal nefesh. We would have said mitoich, so my makam mitzvah would have been mutter. So this is l'chol ha'deis. Everybody agrees that if you hold like Beis Hillel, that it's a din of mitoich, so you're permitted to carry the tinuk lemulai, and the sefer Torah likras boy, and the lulav lotzis of aydechei vasa. The machlekes, the rei, and the rabbein achana. Everybody agrees to the makam mitzvah. That's the Gemara and daf Heyam and Beis. Heyam and Aleph, Heyam and Beis in Pesachim. Machlek is the Ri in the Rabbein HaChanan is, we'd say another Tzorach Yontov. Shtam HaNoah, HaNoah Zatzmo on Yontov. So the Ri says not only Tzorach HaMitzvah, it's not that Taisus is saying both the Ri and the Rabbein HaChanan. What the Rabbein HaChanan said, they all agreed to. That if it's Tinuk Lamula and say, Vetor Likres by the Mamaka Mitzvah, that's Mitoich, that they all agreed. Machlek says, what if it's no Maka Mitzvah? What if Shtam HaNoah Zatzmo? So the Ri says even tinuk l'tayel, not only tinuk l'mula, tinuk l'tayel also. So one way to interpret the Ri is that he meant that's also a mitzvah of oneg yontov. The Pashtus is not like that. Pashtus that he holds, it doesn't. You don't have to have any mitzvah. It's tzarech hayom tzas. So that's a question. So what in the world is that based on? Where is there a pasuk in Chumash that says that? So yesterday we said the Ravid. The Ravid is a mechudish de geshit that is based on lachem. Lachem l'chol tzarchechem. He took the Gemara's drasha. The Gemara says lachem l'chol tzarchechem. Later in Beitza Daf Chav Ches, Gemara says it to explain the shitas Rabbi Yehuda the Tana that machshir echal nefesh amuta based on lachem l'chol tzarchechem. Whenever you have a lachem l'chol tzarchechem, it has to be restricted. It has to be limited with levado. That it's only if it's the epshel asas mo yom. So the Rabbi came up with this chiddush that echal nefesh proper is mutar on yontif, even if it's epshel asas mo yom. Even if you could have cooked the food on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Tov would have tasted just as good. He thinks that min ha'Torah is mutter to do it on Yom Tov. Maybe midrabbanan it's also, but min ha'Torah is mutter eichal nefesh even efshel asas mebod yom. Masheini kein mitoch, that's based on lachem, whatever is based on lachem has to be restricted with levado. So mitoch is only mutter on Yom Tov if it's efshel asas mebod yom. That's the shitas I write it. So now getting back again, there's a Mishnah in Beitza on Chofal from a base where there's Machlekes, Bisham and Bisilal, are you permitted to make a Medura on Yontif to keep the body warm? Are you permitted to cook water to wash the feet? So to keep the body warm and to wash your feet, that's a mitzvah sayayim. It's a mitzvah not to get sick, but that's not a Yontif to get mitzvah. The mila bezman is a mitzvah on Yom Tov. The tinek lamulai, a mila bezman is a mitzvah. Kriyas Hatorah on Yom Tov is a takana, is a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah sayayim. And the lulav lotzes, well, that's today's mitzvah. But the mitzvah to keep your body warm, that's not today's mitzvah. So the pashtus is, either the Mishnah, why did Bezillah say it's permissible? The Shammah say there's no echal nefesh. Echal nefesh means food. So why did Bezillah say it's permissible? So the long Rashba, very long essay in the Rashba, he gave the two pshatim. Either it's Bezillah l'shitosam, that is based on mitoich. Since you're allowed to do malachas echal nefesh, you're also permitted to do any tzarech hayom k'tzas. So to heat up water to wash raglov would be mutter. To make a medura to keep the body warm would also be mutter. It's not a mitzvah. So the pashto says if you're saying that the Bezillah shita is based on mitoich, then you're saying that mitoich applies to any tzarech hayom. It doesn't have to be davka tzarech mitzvah. And the other pshat was, no, that Bezillah lamata, not based on mitoich, not Bezillah l'shitos. Bezillah lamata, because they hold that's included in the definition of echal nefesh. Echal nefesh doesn't only apply to food, any tzarech haguf is considered echal nefesh. So those are the two pshatim over there. So nachamal, so what's the definition of echal nefesh? Echal nefesh says in Chumash, that's l'chol ha'deis, echal nefesh in mutter and yontif. What's the definition of echal nefesh? So that's a machlek. That may be a machlek is Bisham and Bisil. Bisham is echal nefesh is only food. And Bisil, according to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, is quoted by the Rashba we're really negligent. We should really look in the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah much more often. The Ragat Shova always quotes Pirush HaMishnah. He always finds chidushim. There are always interesting lines in the Pirush HaMishnah. A lot of times there are problematic Rambams in the Mishnah Torah that you never understand if you don't read the Pirush HaMishnah. So usually in yeshivas, people never look in the Pirush HaMishnah. But it's not right. We ought to. You ought to look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs also. There are some things that the Rambam only writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's something he only writes in the Mar Nebuchim. Yerush HaMelech every so often interprets Rambams in the Mishnah Torah based on what he says in the Mar Nebuchim. You have to see, if you want to know what the Rambam says, you have to look at what the Rambam wrote all over. He has a lot to say about everything. So you have to look on all the Sefer HaRambam. So again, so what's the definition of Eichel Nefesh? So Beis Shammai hold only food. And Beis Hillel, it's a machloikis in the Rashba. Beis Hillel allow you to heat up water to wash raglov, to make a madura to keep warm. That's because they hold that that's Eichel Nefesh. Or no, that maybe that's Beis Hillel l'shitasim, that it's muta mitam mitav. So according to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, according to Atta, the Rashba prefers that pshat. Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai as far as the definition of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh means all hanos aguf is Eichel Nefesh. Then we have mitoich. So that's the machlekes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah Yud Beis Amar Aleph. It's mutter to carry the tinek and so on. So we pass like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara first suggested the machlekes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel was whether Hoytzor is Osir An Yontif or not. The Gemara rejected that. No, for sure, Hoytzor is Osir An Yontif, otherwise they wouldn't have prohibited Tiltum Muktzah. Hoytzor for sure is an Isir An Yontif. And the machlekes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is a different machlekes, but he's saying mitoich. What does it mean mitoich? So we said there are three shittas. Rashi Shita means he crossed out the whole malacha from the list. On the level of the Raisa, there are not 39 malachas on Yantar. A lot of them on Heta Gomer. Taisis rejects that both here, the long Taisis is rejecting it, and there specifically they mention Rashi by name. They're disagreeing with Rashi's Girsa, Rashi's Pshat. They say that's not correct, that the dual malacha on Yantar, Shalal Tzorech Kalal, even Basil will say that that's awesome and Atar. They only said Mitoch Shu'ut with the Tzorech HaNefesh. Provided that it's tzarech hayom k'tzas, but it's not even a tzarech hayom k'tzas, even Beis Hillel agree that you don't say mitoch, you don't cross out the malach. So then Rashi was one explanation of mitoch, he crossed out the malach from the list, and then the Rabbeinu Hananel with the Ravid were the other two interpretations of what mitoch is all about. And then Tosis introduces another issue, hoyel. Mitoich is a machlokes b'sham and b'sil that appears in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph and Beitzah. And Hoyel is a machlokes Rav Chisda and Rabba. In Psochem, you say Daf Mem Vav. What does Hoyel mean? A woman works all year long. She has a job. And she's having a bar mitzvah. She's having a sheva brachas. So she takes off on Yontav. So she wants to bake all the challahs for the bar mitzvah, for the sheva brachas. Wants the bacon on Yontav, she's taken off. She's going to bake it and put it in the freezer. She's going to use it another 2 months. So what's the din ha'oifa miyontav l'chol? So the woman baked a lot of challahs on Yontav. Theoretically, it could be eaten on Yontav, depending on how many Jews live in a community. How many people? In the days of the Balei HaTosfos, the Jewish communities were very tiny. They had a lot of goyim in the communities, but they barely had a minyan in every community. Tosfos and Beit Zah talks, they're the small Erevin. They had a very small community. They barely had a minyan. Yeah. What's the din? It says, Achash yachal achal nefesh, hu levado yeyasa lachem. What is the connotation of the word lachem? So the Gemara says, lachem velo lagavoya. That you're allowed to do melechas achal nefesh for people. But to bring karbanas, that's an isa. Lachem velo lagavoya. Then there's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, what else is included in, is excluded from the word lachem? So Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that's on the top line on Chaf Aleph on the base in Beitzah. This is all background for our thesis. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili says lachem velo leklovim. You're not allowed to do a malacha for the animals, but for goyim you are allowed to. A non-Jew is a human being, so to cook oichal nefesh means for human beings, but not for animals. Rabbi Kiva holds faker, that you're permitted to cook for the klovim and you're not permitted to cook for the nochrim. So Gemara says, where's the logic? What, the klovim are more important than the nochrim? It doesn't make any sense. Gemara says, no. Klov means if it's your klovim, you have a farm, these are your pets, These are your animals. That's mezanaseim alecha. So if it's a behemoth, that's mezanaseim alecha. Then you're permitted, it's your responsibility to take care of your animals, then you're allowed to do a malach an yanta for the animals. But if the nochrim, it's not my responsibility. So you're not permitted to cook for the nochrim. So there's a discussion there in Taisus and the Balamor and other Rishonim. How do we paskin? Do we paskin lachem v'lo l'klovim? Do we paskin? They all agree lachem v'lo l'gavoya. That's a Gemara in Psochim. And that's sugya there, Psochim Daf. And Zainam and Aleph. The Gemara said that they all agree lachem v'lo l'gavoya. And the Machlokes says, whether you darshan lachem v'lo l'klovim, or the darshan lachem v'lo l'akum. From the Gemara, it would appear that you don't darshan all three. It's only either these two or those two. Either you say lola klov, or you say lola yaf. Fine.
If you say lola klov, does that include a guy who's, let's say, your heaven? Because his mizan is also.
That could be, okay. That should be also mizan say malach. Yeah. If it's a nochri, my neighbor, it's not mizan say malach. It's my worker, my home. Could be it is mizan say malach.
If he's an Eved Kanani, then he's already mitzas.
An Eved Kanani, okay, that he's Jewish. That's Lachem, he is Yisrael, yeah. But let's say he's a Loi Mal B'Tovel. He's a Goy, he's Loi Mal B'Tovel, but it's still, it's understood that it's my responsibility. There's no other source of food. So then it's understood, it's like the behemoth, right? So the Gemara has a machlokes in Pesachim again, Memvov, machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda, where they say Hoyle. What's this whole sentence, Hoyle? So let's say the balabasta has off on yontif and she bakes chalas. The fairish, she says this is going to use it for the sheva brachas next month or for the bar mitzvah next month. She puts it away in the freezer. So is that called echol nefesh? So that's machlekes rabbi rachizda. So one is of the opinion, hoyel v'mikle leochim chazilei, if Jewish guests would come, you're not allowed to cook for goyim. Let's work on the assumption you're not permitted to cook for the goyim. So you have to figure out how many Jews live in your community. So theoretically, how many Jews live in the community? If you would invite everyone on Yontif, would they be able to eat up all the challahs? When are you baking the challahs? Are you baking the challahs late in the afternoon where everybody already ate, died, or oyser? So who's going to eat? You have 100 people in the community. They're going to eat again another meal. They're stuffed. They're already stuffed. Or did you bake in the morning on Yontif before anybody ate? So theoretically, there is a possibility that all the food will be used for Michael Yisrael. So that's a machlekes Rabba v'Rav Chisda. Do you say hol v'mikle lochem chazilei hashtanami chazilei? Do you say that the heter echal nefesh sets itself up automatically if it's roy lachilas Yisraelim? You don't necessarily have to have kavanas agavra specifically in mind to eat it on Yontif. What do you say? No. Echal nefesh only muter if you have in mind the tzarech echal nefesh. You have in mind to eat it today. So that's the machlekes Rabba v'Rav Chisda. And it's the machlokes of Rishonim, how we paskin. Do we paskin hoyel? But the hoyel has nothing. The word in Hebrew is the same as mitoch. Mitoch A, therefore B, and hoyel A, therefore B. But one is mitoch A, therefore B. One is hoyel C, therefore D. It's a totally different thing. The machlokes Rabbi Rav Chisda, machlokes Amarayim, by hoyel is whether Echal Nefesh, Heter Echal Nefesh, needs Kavanas Agavar, or it sets itself up automatically because of the theoretical possibility to use it for Echal Nefesh. And the Machlekes Mitoich is not at all Echal Nefesh. The guy's he's carrying a lulav to shul. He can't eat the lulav. It's not food at all. It's not. He's carrying a Sefer Torah. Has nothing to do with food at all. Carrying a baby, nothing to do with food at all. So that's a totally different machlek. That's a machlek is Besham and Besil. What do you say, Mitoch? What do you say, Hoyel? That's a machlek is Rabbi Rav Chisda.
Isn't there, couldn't you argue at least within Rashi, that Mitoch is a cross off the list?
And
it's saying the same, the whole
sort of
the same part. It doesn't matter about the
Hamas Agada.
Once
the
Yantif, we say this is
Mutter,
so it's
Mutter. Yeah. That's a difficult route. That's what Tyson says on Rashi. What's the Holmach like? Is Rabbi Rav Chisda? We pass him like Besilu. He crossed it off the list. So how can there be a Mach like? Is Rabbi Rav Chisda? If I'm Yontif Lechol, whether he's like it, you crossed off Bishul from the list. That's exactly what you said. Is exactly Taisus Kasha. So Taisus feels that they demolish Rashi. The Meginah Shloimeh is a sefer that comes to defend all the Shvera Rashi. So the Meginah Shloimeh has a teretz on Rashi. But it's a difficult Rashi. Okay, it's a difficult Rashi. Fine, so what does Tosfos say over here? So what did the Gemara say again? Rab Yudah the Amora shor lemilva betchila biyontiv. So there's machlekes, both in the name of Rava. Rab Papa, Rab Papi, both heard from each, one of them heard wrong. One of them made a mistake. So they both claim that they both heard from Rava opposite things. Either Rava said Rab Yudah was mekel bein b'shabes bein biyontiv. My Shishoya happened to be that the Shaila was in on Yontiv. And the other version is no. Rab Yudah really holds like Rab Yechanan. Also live on Besula Betchila B'Shabbos. It is a Malacha. But that Malacha on Yontiv would be Mutter because of Mitoich. What's Mitoich? Since, let's say for argument's sake, the Malacha is Netilus Neshama. So you're allowed to Shecht on Yontiv? The Mishnah is having the days of the Tanoim, for sure. There's Mutter to Shecht on Yontiv. Could well be that today it will be an Issa Deraisa to Shecht on Yontiv. Which malachas are you allowed to do on Yontiv, which not? Let's say you want to pluck off the fruits from the tree. You want to go trap a wild animal. I have nothing to eat. I want to go fishing to catch a fish. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to catch fish. You're not allowed to pluck off fruits from the tree. There's some malachas that you're not allowed to do. Not everything is mutter. So what's the rule? So the Ramban writes, Ramban HaChumash has this, and the Ramban and the Mochamis on Beitza has this. The Ran says he doesn't know what in the world the Ramban is talking about, because the Ran apparently didn't have the Ramban HaChumash. He only had the Ramban and the Mochamis. It didn't make any sense. Once you have the Ramban HaChumash, it makes good sense. The Ramban explains, on Shabbos it's only het to Pikuch Nefesh. On Yontiv there's a het to Echel Nefesh. Echel Nefesh means whatever is in preparation for the meal today. So whatever is normally done in preparation. Let's say a person is interested in having fish for supper tonight. He's going to go fishing today? No. What if he doesn't catch any fish? He's going to fish in advance and keep it in the house a little bit. You don't go fishing right before. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have any refrigerators. So if you're interested in eating chicken, say shech the chicken today. So since that's normal, if you're interested in eating fruits, you don't go out and pluck the fruits today. Let's say you want to make the balabasta wants to make fresh bread for supper. So she goes and she harvests the grain from the ground and she grinds it up today. That's ridiculous. She has flour she has a sack of flour in the kitchen. She mixes the flour with water and she bakes it today in order to have fresh challahs. So that's what the Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, Milisha v'yelach. It's normal to do Lisha somach le'achila. From Lisha and then Afia, that's normal to do. But to harvest it and to grind up the kernels of grain to make it into flour on a regular weekday, to grind it up when you're interested in eating freshly baked bread, that's not normal to do that right before you want to eat supper. That you do weeks in advance. The husband harvests, and the husband does grinding it into flour. And the wife takes over, Melisha Vielich, to prepare the food for dinner. So that's what the Ramban explains, that on Yontif you're allowed to do malachas that are normally done on a weekday, that would be normally done on that day for today's eating. So the Ramban says in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have refrigeration, so it was normal to shech the behema, normal to shech the chicken the day you're interested in eating. Today, even if the husband is the shechet, he doesn't shech the chicken on Yom. Nobody does that. Let's say they want to eat the fleishiks on a Wednesday night. He's going to shech the chicken today. He's going to take a chicken out of the freezer. No one's going to shech the chicken today. According to that Ramban, that should change from one generation to the other. Whatever is normally done the day that you're interested in eating the food, so that's Derech HaSuda, so that would be Mutter on Yontif. That's Eichel Nefesh. That would be Eichel Nefesh.
According to Ramban, why wouldn't you be able to trap fish? Don't you eat fish the same day you trap them?
He thinks that it's not. He thinks that he may not succeed in getting any fish. So he says he thinks that usually they would catch the fish in advance. Not a week in advance, it'll get spoiled, but a few days in advance. I don't know. But the fish, he may not succeed in catching a fish, so he'd be left without any supper. So he thinks that that's what the basis in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to trap fish. Not allowed to go fishing on Yontif, because that's normally an activity that's not done the same day that you want to eat the meal.
I think the same thing with Rav Kamensky, that if there's a bee in the sukkah, it's better to kill it than to trap it. If you kill it, there's mitoich on Kabura, Jitos Neshama. Tzad is, like we said, is more of a long term.
The stomach, when you kill the bee, you're doing both. You're doing the tilis and shama and trapping it, because it can't run anymore, it's dead. The pashtus is when you kill a bee, you're doing both seid and the tilis and shama. But the seid is ain't tzvicha legufa. I'm not going to use the dead bee. I'm not going to use the bee that I trapped.
It's similar to what I was saying. So also according to Rabbi, they'll call it be also now.
I don't know about that. I don't know that since today there's no heter to shecht. Could be it's an isa deraisa to shecht anyan, so there's no longer any bitoch. I don't know. You got to think about that.
We don't pass anything
at the time. We pass in the punter on Shabbos. Yeah, we passed this mutter on Shabbos.
Well,
I don't know. What? Yeah. So the question is, does that switch in the different generations? Even if you hold that shechting an animal today is an iser deraisa on Yom Tov, so therefore you're going to say there's no mitoch, because in our generation there's no head to the shecht. I don't know. That's a point to ponder. I don't know. So let's see again. So hoyel is a machlekes rabba v'rabchiz, a machlekes amaroi. What's the heter oichal nefesh? Mitoch is another heter. Oil is within oichal nefesh. Oil is a detail within oichal nefesh. Does oichal nefesh require kavanas agavra? Well, no, since theoretically I cooked food that theoretically could be eaten on Yom Tov, if a lot of Jews live in the community, and all the food can be eaten up by all the Jews in the community, so even though I don't plan to give it to them, so oichal nefesh sets itself up automatically. So that's not like this Rabbi Rav Chizna. So let's see the beginning of the Tosfos. The Tosfos has a lot to say here. Since any malacha that you judge each malacha individually, any malacha that's mutter, the tzorach ha'ocha nefesh, which we're not mishalot the tzorach ha'ocha nefesh, provided the vad, she'e tzorach ha'noas hayom, a tzorach kiyum ha'mitzvah. The tzorach kiyum ha'mitzvah, everybody agrees to that. That's not just the Rabbein Chananel. That's the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Hei, where the Gemara says, if you understand Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu, if Ein B'Yacham Mitzel B'Sreifa, and you hold from, if the Pshat would have meant B'Yom Rishon means the first day Pesach, then you have to burn the Chametz, and you would have believed in the Mitoch, would have been mutter to burn the Chametz on Yom Tov, because that's for the sake of Kiyum HaMitzvah. So the Gemara says, when you're doing an activity, it's not a Chonefesh, I'm not going to eat the Chametz, I'm burning it. If that's the way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, that's included in Mitoch. So this just adds on, either Hanoas Hayom or Tzarech Kiyum HaMitzvah. They're disagreeing with Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel only holds Kiyum HaMitzvah only is included in Mitoch. And the Ri says even Tinek L'Tayel is also included in Mitoch. It's also included. And that's how some of the Rishonim read about to make the Madura to keep warm and to cook the water to wash Raglov. That's Tzarech Hanoas Hayom. Tzarech Hayom Ksasim is included in Mitoch. The Rambam learned that Beisila disagreed with Yehoah. That's Tzarech HaNefesh Mamish. That's not mitoch, but other Rishonim said that. That's the mitoch. Kehi daiksuas katan lamula v'sefer Torah likres by belulav lotzis by. That's Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat that you do the tzorach hamitzvah sayayim. That's called mitoch. Al v'shalom the tzorach hayom klal lo. They're disagreeing with that Rashi. They're in Beitza. Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. They say Rashi had an incorrect girsa. They say the girsa is wrong and the whole pshat is wrong. Shalom Tzor Klal, that's an Issa Deraisa. That's a Gemara Tzuas Avonim. That's how they read the Gemara. The Mechayim, that for sure is a Malacha Deraisa. V'hoifim miyontif l'chol l'Rav Chizde, d'om aloike, that's a Machloike, it's in Sochim Dav and Vav, you say, and in Beitza Dav Chafalot, it's quoted also. That's Machloike's Rabbi says, that you say, Ol v'miklach m'chazalei hashanah m'chazalei, that Echol Nefesh sets itself up automatically. Rav Chizde says, no, you need Kavanas Agavra. So if the fellow is Oifim Yantav Lachol, according to Rav Chizda, he will be like it. According to Rabbi, he won't be like it. That's called Echol Nefesh. Since theoretically, it could have been eaten on Yantav. Yeah. But the Rav Chizda, you'll be like it. Why? Mishum Deleis Lehor. Rav Chizda doesn't believe in Hol. Rabbi does believe in Hol. Roshchitas Oilas Nedova, that's a Machloikis in Beitz and Avchof and Mebeis. Roshchitas Oilas Nedova, Which oilas do you bring on Yontif? So you bring oilas Riyah on Yontif. That's machlokes b'shamim and b'sil. B'shamim hold you're only permitted mevim shlamim in samachim aleim. They mevim oilas. B'shamim hold oilas you can't eat. B'shlamim you can't eat. So on Yontif, the Gemara in Chagiga, the first pair quotes at the Sefer Gimel Mitzvahs. When the Jews come to Be'er L'Regel, they're obligated to participate in three karbonas. Oilas Riya, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. Riya Chagiga Simcha. So Shalmei Chagiga, you're allowed to bring on Yontev, on the first day Yontev. You didn't bring on the first day Yontev, you can bring it on Chol HaMoed, on the last day Yontev. But Oilas Riya, that's a collective B'Sham and B'Sil. So we pass like this Hillel. It's Dechi Yontev, that's called the Korban Shezman HaKavua. The Tmina Mumasafim, for sure, you're allowed to be Makriv on Shabbos and on Yontif. That's Karbon Shizman HaKavua. That's Zman HaKavua in a very restricted way. Ova Yoma Batal Karbonah. You don't bring the Oilas Tomit today, you don't bring the Musafim today, wait till after Shabbos, obviously you lost your chance. That's for sure called Karbon Shizman HaKavua, that's Decha Shabbos. On Yontif, it's a Machlekes B'Sham and B'Sil, if you have the same strict definition of Zman HaKavua. So Bisil learn from Silkim, it doesn't have to be so strict Zman HaKavua in the sense of Ova Yomo, Batul Karbon. Ova Zmanai. You only have 7 days in which to bring the Oilas Riyah. So that's also called Zman HaKavua. You can wait till Chol HaMoed, it won't be a problem, no. But since it's Zman HaKavua, it's restricted. You can't bring the Oilas Riyah next week, it's only the next 7 days. So that's enough of Zman HaKavua to be Dechei Yontif. So we Paskin like this. We Paskin like this, Hilo. That on the first day Yontav, you're allowed to bring both Oilas Riya and Shalmei Chagiga. Both are Dechi Yontav. B'Sil and B'Shamai, hold no. What if you're going to bring Oilas Nedove on Yontav? That's also. That for sure you're not allowed to do. It's a Malacha, Malacha of Sheikhei. Then you're going to burn the Emurim, it's going to be a Malacha of Havara, you're going to catch fire. So that for sure, that's an Isra on Yontav. But there's a Malacha, it's B'Shamai B'Sil, whether you like it or not. Why is that Asar on Yontav? Why are you not allowed to bring Oilas Nedovah? So the Gemara says, because Hulabadi Yasa Lachem Lachem Lo Lagavoya. All the Tanoim agree. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yisrael Glili disagree with the Darshan Lachem Lo Liakma Lachem Lo Laklovim, one or the other. But the first Rasha Lachem Lo Lagavoya, that they all agree. So for sure, you're not allowed to bring Oilas Nedovah on Yontav. You'll be in a violation of an Iser essay of Lachem Lo Lagavoya. But you don't get Malkus for an Iser essay. So there there's a machlokes on chafam the base and beitza. There's machlokes b'sham and b'sil. If a person is makrif oilas nedove, oilas nedove for sure you're not about to bring on yontif. Lachem lo lagavaya. But lachem lo lagavaya is an iser esse. So there's machlokes in addition to the iser esse, is there also an iser lav or not? Why should there be a lav? It's not a chal nefesh. Oila. An oila is now an oila chal nefesh. But it's mitoich. Why in the world is it mitoich? What's the mitoich? Let's say, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, mitoich means tzorach mitzvah sayayim. What's the mitzvah sayayim? According to the Ri, it doesn't have to be mitzvah sayayim, any tzorach hayom. What's the tzorach hayom? It's a oilas nedovah. Why is it necessary to bring it today? So that's what Tosis quotes. Ushchita oilas nedovah. The shari le beisila, the word shari is a little inaccurate. It's not shari. Taisus explains it. It's not shari. Everybody agrees there's an iser esse of lachem ala lagavoya. The only machleg is b'shamay b'sil, are you like it or not? So according to b'shamay, if you bring an oilas nedov on yontav, you like it. According to b'sil, you're not like it because there's no lav. Why is there no lav? Because mitoch. What's the tzorach hayom tzas? It's an oilas. He's not going to use it. Shulahei shulchan hamole. Shulchan Rabbah Reikon. Shulchan Rabbah Chosin. The Gemara is Loshin Shulchan Rabbah Reikon. That is a Tzorach Mitzvah. That is a Tzorach Hayom Tzas. You're not allowed to do it. The Yisra Esa Lechem Belo Lagav. But the Machlek B'Sham Esil is there an Yisra Lavana. So the Beisil ain't a Loike. And B'Shamai would be Loike. Now Tosis is bothered with Akasha. There's a Gemara M'sochem Dav Vovam Ad Aleph. But the Gemara says Hamotzi Chometz B'toch Beisai. Kaif all of the sakli, you don't burn it on Yontif, you find it on Yontif, you don't burn it on Yontif, you wait till after Havdalah, and then you burn it on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi and Tosfos are bothered with Akasha, but But we do believe in mitoich. The Gemara said in Pesachim Daf Hey, Rabbi Akiva doesn't subscribe to the din of mitoich. He holds that there was, never was such a machlekes b'sham and b'silu. B'silu never said such a thing. There's no din of mitoich. But we do believe in mitoich. So if you believe in mitoich, then the Gemara says you should be permitted to burn chametz on yontiv. We pask an ach b'yam arishin tashbis and means erev yontiv. But if you didn't burn the chametz before yontiv, then it's a mitzvah to burn it on yontiv. So why does it say hametzi chametz b'toch beso b'moyed? He finds that he didn't do a good job of b'dikos chametz. He has little chametz, and it's a mitzvah that he should burn it tashbiso. So why is he not permitted to burn it on yontiv? Why do you say koif all of us are kli? And you wait till after havdolah mitzvah yontiv, then you burn a chalamoy. Why can't you burn on yontiv because of mitoich? So Rashi asks that kashim sochem davar. So Rashi answers, hachom askinon. We're talking about a situation. Abayde tzach sheivatol. The Gemara says whoever does bedikas chametz is supposed to be mevatol chametz after he completes the bedikas. So Rashi says he was mevatol chametz. Once you mevatol chametz, so there's no longer a mitzvah. There's no bayirah by matzeh. There's no longer a mitzvah of tashbisa. But mederabanan, let's have a house full of chametz, have bread all over the place. I'll just be mevatol chametz and shay. So mederabanan, they said, don't rely on bittul. You may forget. You have the house is full of the Cheerios and the Wheaties and the granola bars, chametz all over the place. You're just going to rely on bittul, so you may forget to eat it. So they made a din with the rabbanan, you have to burn the chametz even though you were mevatel. Shouldn't rely on the bittul. So Rashi explains there in Pesachim Davov, since on the level of the Raisa, there is no mitzvah of tashbisu, because we're talking, he was mevatel chametz, it's only a mitzvah with the rabbanan. So a mitzvah with the rabbanan, that doesn't qualify that it should be mitoich. If you have a din of tashbisum in a Torah, that's mitoich. But if it's only a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, it's not mitoich. So Tosis is very upset about the Rashi. Tosis says, Anayim Maisa, a mitzvah in the Rabbanan is not enough to be matur amalocha de Raisa. Sof kol sof, it's a tzorach hayom ksas. If they would have held like the Rabbeinu Hananel, that mitoich is only mutter if it's a bona fide mitzvah, so then maybe Rashi would be right. Only a mitzvah de Raisa, not a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Mitzvah de Rabbanan is not a mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. But Tosfos Lishitosim doesn't agree with the Rabbanan. They hold any tzorach hayom ktsas, tzorach hanoas haguf is also tzorach hayom ktsas. So this is hanoas, this is also a mitzvah, and the Rabbanan is also a tzorach. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mitzvah. Any tzorach, so tzorach a mitzvah, the Rabbanan is also a tzorach. Which mitzvah? Kriyas HaTorah. The Kiyam HaMitzvah for sure is a mitzvah deraisa.
You don't even stop for that, you can do that at home.
Okay. The Ramban HaChumash says the Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ramban HaChumash. He thinks that the Mesadre HaTfila agree with the Ramban. The Mikra Kodesh means Miloshim Ela Kroi Ho'eda. Kroi Ho'eda means those who gather together. So Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Ramban HaChumash writes, Bnei Yisrael have to gather together to have Tefillah B'tzibah and Talmud Torah B'tzibah. There's a Ritva in the Megillah. The Ritva writes that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov is Deraisa. He's probably thinking all along the lines of the Ramban. The Nanuim and the Halel. The Nanuim is a Kiyum, it's a Kiyum Deraisa. It's a kiyum deraisa. I don't know if the chiyuv is deraisa. There is a kiyum deraisa. The Gemara says in Sukkah, how tall do the hadasim and arabis have to be? Gimel tefachim. How tall does the lulav have to be? Gimel tefachim plus another tefach kedei l'nanei abo. And that shear is a shear deraisa. Four tefachim tall kedei l'nanei abo. But the Gemara says b'da'ag bei nafik bei. The Gemara says when you picked up the dal midim, even if you didn't do ninua, you yotzei. So why do you need a shear dal tefachim kdeila naneya? So the achrenim say you see that even though the ninua is not miyake, but it's a lachatchila deraisa. Even though he already shook the lulav in at home, but if he shakes again a second time in the same day, it's also a hemshach of the kiyum mitzvah. Rashi shita is. The Rishonim quote Rashi shita. The Pardes quotes it. Rashi shita is just like the Gemara says. Tfilin, kolei mishaminichon, mivorech aleim. Let's say Adam shachrus with tfilin. Then I want to put on tfilin for mincha. Do I say a bracha again when I put on for mincha? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. And the Gemara says we paskin that yes, tfilin kolei mishaminichon, mivorech aleim. So Rashi's opinion is that the same is true regarding lulav. If you want to shake lulav a second time in the day, you also say a bracha, even though you were bada yotze the first time. We don't follow that Rashi. We hold, once you were yotze, and you shake lulav a second time, you don't say a bracha. If the person is besupik, whether the esrig was a murkav, maybe the lulav, maybe there was a psul, so he shakes again, b'li bracha. He shakes with a kodra, to b'dal min, and b'li bracha. We don't follow that Rashi. But l'chari, this, that's a question, why not? Manishtana, why is there a difference between tefillin and dalin minim? It's a good question, it's probably a good answer to that. But we assume that the ninua, and the ninua and the halel, and the ninua second time of the day, even though he did it already in the morning, it is a kiyum deraisa. Maybe there's no chiyum deraisa, but there is a kiyum deraisa. So that's what Tosis is in disagreement with Rashi. They say, and he burns it on Matzoy Yomtev after Abdullah Shamina Lissarfa, Mishum Mitoich. The Gemara said if Rabbi Akiva would have subscribed to Mitoich, it wouldn't have been a problem. Achmayam Rishon Tashbisa, you burn the Chametz on the first day Pesach. The fact Rabbi Akiva says it must be Rishon means Erev Pesach because he doesn't believe in Mitoich. But we do believe in Mitoich. But we hold that Achmayam Rishon means Erev Pesach. We have a different Hoychacha. But if he didn't burn the chametz on Erev Pesach, he didn't know where it was. Then he finds that it chametz betoch beisa b'mayit. He finds it on Yontif. So why won't we permit him? Why wouldn't we permit him to burn it on Yontif? We do believe in mitoch. So Rashi answers in Pesachim davar because we're talking bitlo. So it's only a mitzvah midrabanan, and a mitzvah midrabanan is not included in mitoch. So that's what Tosis is disagreeing. Anishum dasa the sarfim midrabanan. Why mishum mukta? Don't tell me like Rashi, the Ariki should be clo. The Mikal Mokam and the Rabbana, Mitzvah the Sof, Rabbi Tzorach Hayom, Mitzvah the Rabbana, Namishare, Hechadik, Lemem, and Mitoch. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. That's Lishitosam, that they disagree with Rabbi Nachanan. They say, in order to apply Mitoch, you don't have to have that it should be a Mitzvah. If it's a Tzorach Hayom, Tzas also. So Tzorach, Mitzvah the Rabbana, is like Gor, from a Tzorach Hagwu, from another Tzorach. So Taisa holds the Halacha not like Rashi. The Shagazari has a tshuva. He thinks we should be machmal like Rashi. So he thinks that it's not right that people bench esrig at home. Exactly what he said. People bench esrig at home the first thing in the morning, and then they go to shul, and then they carry the daladinim. So that's only the rabbanon. They're carrying the daladinim to the shul to do the nanuim in the middle of halal. He tines that's only with the rabbanon. So how he thinks that we should be machmal like Rashi, that you shouldn't be allowed to carry. So the main goyim is lahakel. Everybody does that. Everybody benches esrig to get home. Then they carry the esrig that al minute to the shul. So the acharedim said the reason why the main goyim is lahakel because ain lo nevishul seradim deraisa bismanazeh. You're only talking about a karmelist, the rabbanon. So if you're talking about an isa malocha the rabbanon, so tzarach hayom tzas the rabbanon can allow you to violate a malocha the rabbanon. So since the nanuim is certainly a tzum of the rabbanon, so you're allowed to violate. Or it's all in a karmelist, but if you would really be dealing with a real Lishus Haram Deraisa, then maybe we would consider being machmal like the Shagazari. Shagazari wants to pass like Rashi. Minigodim Lahakam doesn't necessarily show that we haven't accepted the Shagazari because we assume Ein Lanu Lishus Haram Deraisa.
Is Rashi's opinion only on a Darabana level? Because did we say Midaraisa he holds once the
Malacha
is
Right, Rashi Menatari Rashi holds that the whole Malacha is crossed out. But with the Rabbanon, he agrees that you're not allowed to. Rashi holds that Oichal Nefesh, even Oichal Nefesh, to cook food that's Het Gomer, even if Epshel Asas Mevav Yom, Oichal Nefesh, so Rashi learns on many Mishnais and Beitza, whatever is Epshel Asas Mevav Yom, you're not allowed to do on Yontav. Even Oichal Nefesh, Mamish, you shouldn't do. But on the level of the Rashi, Rashi holds he cross out the Gamre, the Homolach. Yeah.
I don't understand how Rashi sheets up the I thought he only
made the therapist klal.
Again,
Rashi 1. Rashi holds that they only shalom tzarech klal. Shalom tzarech klal. But here, why wouldn't... It's a tzarech mitzvah midir rabbanon. So Rashi holds that doesn't count. It has to be a tzarech mitzvah
deraisa. So it's not even...
A mitzvah deraisa. Yeah. If you all like the Rabbeinu Chananel for sure, you understand the Rashi. Even if you don't all like, even if you all like the Ri, you can still say if there's a real personal tzorech, so that's tzorech hayam tzas. If it's a religious tzorech, so if it's a tzar deraisa, so then it's on the level of the raisa, it's a tzar. It's a mitzvah derabbanan, so it's not neither a personal tzar, nor is it a tzar mitzvah, so it's shalom tzar. So the Shagazai thinks we should paskin like Rashi. People carry machzorim to shul on yontif all the time. What do you need a machzor for? Every siddur has the nusach of the davening for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It doesn't have the kel or echdin. It doesn't have the piyutim. The piyutim are only a minig. That's not even a din derabbanan. Piyutim is only menhagim. So the minig olam is that everybody considers that tzarcha yom tzas for a minig. For a minig. So you're gonna, what are you going to argue? That we don't have a shus aram deraisa. But it's a karmelis, it's at least a karmelis, not allowed to carry me the rabbanon. So we carry the machzorim to shul, we carry the machzorim to shul just for the purpose of saying the piyutim. That's less than a din de rabbanon. We violate a malacha de rabbanon of carrying in a karmelis in order to fulfill a minig. So it's already not like the Shagasai, not like Rashi. See, the other one you can say, nanuim in the middle of halal, that's a din de rabbanon, wants to daven halal and shul. Bitzibur, once a daven tefillah bitzibur, it's only a karma. So malacha the rabban is mutter for tzarach mitzvah the rabban, but the piyutim is not even the rabban. So how is he allowed to carry? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. What are you talking about? The Shagazai, everybody carries machzorim. He said, take the machzorim because of the piyutim. That's not even a the rabban. So we don't accept this Rashi and the Shagazai.
The fact that it's easier to daven from a machzor wouldn't make it a tzarach yom.
Why is it easier?
It's all laid out in order. You don't have to flip around the book. Back
and forth. I think that's why most people use a monitor. It's all in the right order. It
has
the right order. Could be. Okay.
Makes
life easier. Okay. Okay.
What about what? Carrying it back.
Carrying the maksa back. That's a different problem. Okay. That's another story. Okay. So Nachamo. So on this kasha, the Gemara says, "Matzi chametz b'tach beisa, kaf ala pesakli." Why don't you burn it? So Rashi is the first one to ask. So Rashi says, because he was mevatlet, and it's only a mitzvah in the rabbanon to burn it. Mitzvah rabbanon is not called tzaracha yom tzas. That's Rashi. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. Shagazai accepts Rashi. Tosis is not happy. So Tosis says it's not allowed because of tilkel muktzah. So this is a problem. Tosis says in the first parak in Beitza, what is tilkel muktzah? Tilkel muktzah is exera otu haitzah. You're not allowed to do haitzah. What's the din of tilton muktzah letzarech oichal nefesh? Tosis has l'moshel this. You have an oven and you want to bake fresh challis on yontif. And in the oven there are sticks and stones and pebbles and all kinds of junk is there. And you have to put the pan, the baking tin in on a flat surface. Are you permitted to remove all of the muktzah from the oven? Tilta muktzah, l'tzor chachal nefesh. So Tosis explains, Tosis has an offer in the Gemara that it's mutter. So Tosis says, why is it mutter? And in Shulchan Aruch they quote that Tosis, why is it mutter? Because tilta muktzah is a gzer derabanan, shem ayotzi, it's mishum haitzah. Haitzah itself is mutter, l'tzor chachal nefesh. So tilta muktzah is a gzer mishum haitzah, so tilta muktzah must be mutter also, l'tzor chachal nefesh. So this is a pella that Tosis over here. If tilta muktzah is mutter l'tzarech ochal nefesh, and you say mitoch, that haitzah is not only mutter l'tzarech ochal nefesh, mutter l'tzarech mitzvah, so tilta muktzah should also be mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. So what did Tosis do over here? Tosis says, if you would find the chametz in the backyard, amotzeh chametz b'moyed, if you would discover the chametz in the backyard, on yontif, you would burn it. You would take a fire from inside, carry the fire, and burn the chametz in the backyard. The Torah says he found the chametz on the couch, found the chametz on the carpet. So he can't burn it where it is. He's going to burn the whole house down. He's going to burn the carpet. His wife is going to kill him. He's going to burn the curtains, whatever. So to move the chametz, a chametz asa bano. If you have macholas asuras that are muta bano, that's not muktzah. If something is asa bachila muta bano, you can feed it to the behemoth. So Michael behemoth is not muktzah. You can feed it to the goyim. But if you have basa b'chalav deraisa, that's also b'ano. If you have chametz b'pesach, that's also b'ano. So then it's muktzah. It's not Michael Lodim, it's not Michael Bem. You can't feed it to the animals either. So Tosis says the problem is, amotzeh chametz b'moyed, it's located where the carpet is, where the couch is. So you can't burn it where it is. And to be metaltala to the backyard is tiltal muktzah. What do you mean tiltal muktzah is a gzera mishum haitzah? So if Tosis says Tilta Muktzah is Mutter the Tzarech Achal Nefesh, because Haitzah is Mutter the Tzarech Achal Nefesh. So if Haitzah is Mutter the Tzarech Mitzvah, so Tilta Muktzah should also be Mutter the Tzarech Mitzvah. So this is a shvera line in Tosfos. The Achrayim work on this line. It's very difficult. Why shouldn't you say Mitoich on the Issa Tilta Muktzah like you say Mitoich on Haitzah? If you're allowed to carry Haitzah and the Rishon Saram Derais, you're allowed to carry in order to fulfill a mitzvah, even to fulfill a mitzvah the Rabbanon. So why shouldn't you permit Tilta Muktzah? Tilta Muktzah is Mutter the Tzarech Achnef. So let it be Mutter the Tzarech Hayom Tzas. Achrayim has that kind. It is Mukta Mahmoud's group.
It has nothing to do with Tilta. Maybe it's Tilta, maybe he doesn't put the thing as Tilta Mukta. He means it's Mukta, and therefore you can't move it.
Tilta Mukta Mahmoud's group. Eitz Mahbana Yafa is Mukta Mahmoud's group. Eitz Mahbana Yafa is Mukta to move, Litzarech Oichal Nefesh. If it's in the way, you have to get it out of the way in order to bake something in the oven. So Taisus says, Shulchan Aruch quotes that Taisus, that's Mukta. Tilta Mukta, the Tzarech Achal Nefesh is Mukta. Because Tilta Mukta is Exer Mishim Hoitzah. And Hoitzah is Mukta, the Tzarech Achal Nefesh. So if Hoitzah.
Tilta is because of Tilta, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a regular Mukta.
The whole Exer is Mukta. The Rambam wrote a whole philosophy, a whole reason. What motivated the rabbis to introduce the Exer of Mukta? Then the rabbi says, I don't know. And my Gemara says it's Mishim Hoitzah. That's what Taisa says. That Taisa is in. And you'd base on it Aleph and Beitza. That was the Girsa Sateis. Rashi had a different Girsa. But Taisa says the Girsa is that Tilta Mukta is a Shvus Mishum Haitzah. Then they have a Gemara in Shabbos says the exact same thing. That's what the Rabbi is basing on the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Where the Rambam gives you the whole explanation. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce an Issa Mukta? So the Rambam says there are some people who are retired and they live in a home, assisted living, and they don't lift a finger, they don't wash the laundry. Someone else does it, they don't cook the food, they go downstairs to eat, they don't turn off the lights, they don't turn on the lights, they don't write anything. All the malachas are done for them. So the Rambam says, how is it going to be noticeable on Shabbos that it's different? Which way is Shabbos different from the weekdays? They don't lift a finger all week long to do any malachas. So he said, that's why the rabbis introduced Muktzah, that Shabbos should be different. So the rabbi says, what does he need a whole philosophy for? The Gemara says, it's a Shavuos of Haitzah. That's the Gemara in Beitz, a Yud Beitz, and the Gemara in Shabbos.
If Tosis
doesn't hold by the Rambam. Tosis didn't go for any philosophy. He's a Gemara. Tosis goes with Gemara. The Gemara in Beis, the Gemara in Shabbos says that Mukta is a Shvus Mishim Hoitzo. Yeah.
If you're allowed to move Mukta for Ochal Nefesh, would that automatically mean Mitoch also applies to Mukta?
Tosis says not so. That's a question. Why not? So that's what Achrayim break their head. Why shouldn't you say mitoch? If Haitzah is mutter, not only for Echol Nefesh, even for a mitzvah, so the same should be true that Tilta Mukta. If it's mutter for Echol Nefesh, should be mutter for mitzvah as well.
That would mean any Tzorah Kufo or Makomo is allowed for any Muktzanya. If we said, we apply mitoch, so Kufo Makomo is the Tzorah right now.
So every Tzorah Makomo, every Mukta should be mutter to move. So I'll go for some come because it's a Tzarech Hayom Tzas. Oh, that's an interesting kasha. I don't know. Okay. That's an interesting. Can't be. Then it's not so. Okay. So you have to figure out why not. Figure out. The logic is it should be so. And Taisa says not so. And you're proving it. That Taisa has to be right. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Yeah.
It's different here because it's a Shtamshus Manosa.
No, here he finds the chametz on the couch. So he's just going to carry the chametz to the backyard and burn in the backyard. They're just plain Tilta Mukta. So Taisa says...
He's burning it, he's consuming it. He's consuming it.
But the burning it, Taisa says, that's mutter. If you find the chametz in the backyard and surf it mimkoma, that would be fine. The reason why you're not allowed to be surfer on Yom Tov is because you have to carry it because it's on the carpet. So you have to carry it into the backyard. So that's Tilta Mukta, that's awesome. But the burning it, that doesn't bother them. That's their answer. Nachamol. What's the kasha? The kasha is the Gemara says in Sochem Davov, Amaytzi Chametz B'moyed. He finds Chametz in his house on Yontif. He doesn't burn it right away. He waits Kofal Abasakli and he burns it after Havdalah on Chalamoyed. Why? So Rashi gave his Mechudish Dikashita. He's talking to you with Mevatla Chametz right. He said, it's only a mitzvah the Rabbanon. So you don't say Hoyle. You don't say hoil on a mitzvah the rabbana. Tosis gave a difficult answer. We're not sure what they said about tilta muktzah. Other Rishonim say a different answer. I think the Rana Psochem and Abob says it. Other Rishonim say differently. There's a Tosis and other Mesichtas gives this answer. Rabbi Akiva said, Ach b'yom arishin tashbisu, if yom arishin would have meant yontif, and there would be a mitzvah to burn the chametz on the first day yontif, so then if you would have held mitoich, it would have been mutter. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in mitoich, so that's why he can't be. But we do believe in mitoich. So you could have read the pasuk b'shuta, b'yom arishin, you burn the chametz on the first day Pesach. We have a different hachacha that yom arishin means erev Pesach. But this hachacha Rabbi Akiva we don't hold from, because the hachacha was on the assumption that you don't believe in mitoich, we do believe in mitoich. So when do you say the mitzvah is included in mitoich? If the pshat and the chumash would have meant by yom arishin, the mitzvah is to destroy the chametz on the first day Pesach. So that's today's mitzvah. Like a tinuk lamula, it's a mila bismana today. So if a Torah likris by, they want to learn kriyas haTorah, today's kriyas haTorah. And a lulav lotzis bolin aneya, it's a mitzvah today to shake a lulav. But to burn the chametz, he could have done that mitzvah yesterday. He was negligent. He didn't do a good job of bedikas chametz. So he finds a whole box of cookies hidden somewhere in the house. But the mitzvah to burn the chametz really on Erev Pesach. If you didn't do on Erev Pesach, you have to burn the chametz whenever you have a possibility to do. But that's not called mitzvah sayoyim. Are you allowed to do a milu shaloi bizmano? On yontif. You're not supposed to postpone a milu shaloi bizmano indefinitely. You have to do the milu shaloi bizmano as soon as you can. So let's say there's a milu shaloi bizmano. So the Gemara says, Mishnayis and Shabbos says, not Deicha Shabbos, not Deicha Yontif. You're not permitted to do milu shaloi bizmano. Why not? One should say it's a mitzvah. The answer is, it's not today's mitzvah. It's not today's mitzvah. It was yesterday's mitzvah. It was last week's mitzvah. So this also, Rabbi Akiva's, the discussion of Rabbi Akiva and Daf Hamad Aleph on his base in Psochim was, if the Pshat and the Pasuk would have been the Yom Arish means first day Pesach, you should burn the Chametz, and bear Chametz ala b'sreifa, it would have been mutter if you hold from Mitoich. But that's not the Pshat in the Yom Arish. Yom Arish means Erev Pesach. So burning the Chametz on Pesach, that's not mitzvah sayoyim. There is a mitzvah, but it's not today's mitzvah. So brentnisht, it's not like a milah bizman. It's not like a lulav today. You have to shake the lulav today. This is yesterday's mitzvah. So that's what Tosha gives the mashal. It's like doing a milah shalor bizman on yantar, which the Gemara learns out from Psukim, is not doche, that you're not allowed to do. So that's a third teretz. These are three different terutzim. Rashi farem for the kasha. Why don't you allow burning chametz on yantar based on mitoich? So Rashi said it's only a mitzvah mid the rabban, it's not a mitzvah mid the Torah. And the Shagasari paskins like Rashi. Tosis gave a different answer because of tilta muktzah. If you'd find a box of cookies in the backyard, Tosis says, you would burn it on yontif. You found it on the carpet, on the couch. So you have to move it to the backyard. Tilta muktzah is awesome. You have to explain, you prove that they're right. You have to explain why. If tilta muktzah is mutter the tzorcha chanavah, why shouldn't it be mutter the tzorcha yom tzas? And the third answer, that's the more popular answer, not like Rashi and not like this Tosin. Third answer is, the Ran and Psochem, other Tosin and other Mesichta says like that. That the reason why is because it's not Mitzvah Hayom. It's only Tzorach Hayom Tzas, if it's Tzorach Hayom. I'm chilly today, so I want to make a Madura Kedei Lehischame. My feet are tired, so I want to, or dirty, so I want to wash my feet with warm water. So it's a Tzorach Hayom. It's today's tzorach. But over here, to burn the chametz, it's not today's tzorach. It was yesterday's tzorach. There's nothing specific about today.
After Bizzle, you are supposed to do it instead. Right? Like if you've been Darabana to burn it, even after Bizzle, so that should be, why would that mean that? I guess, so what? Not as.
It's a mitzvah that's left over from a previous day. Yeah. It didn't begin today. It was supposed to have been taken care of on Erev Pesach, and it wasn't taken care of. So that's what the Tosfos and other Mesichta said. It's not a mitzvah sayoy. Not today's mitzvah. Preferable would have been taken care of before. So Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. But let me learn the Darki Shabit. Let me call it a Rabbanim mitzvah. The surfer, because even a mitzvah Rabbanim, not Misharin hechdik lemeim emitat. Fine. Then there's a Gemara in Beit Zadaf Yud Beis on the Beis. What's the din if you cook gid on Hashem? I cook treif of food on Yantif. Is it rechal nefesh or not? He plans to eat it. So the Gemara says it is not rechal nefesh. It's not legitimate. Rechal nefesh has to be kosher. But the Gemara says, what's the din if you cook gid on Hashem and you plan to eat it? Cook it on Yantif, plan to eat it. So it's a machlekes, b'sham and b'sila, whether you get malkes, whether you believe in mitoich. So b'sila believe in mitoich. So there's no malchus.
If you say to behemoths, it's mutter, why couldn't you cook it on Asher for behemoths?
If you cooked it for the behemoths, okay. But if you're cooking it for Adam, you're going to get it for Adam. So that's a machlekes b'sham esil. Rod the pligi b'sham esil b'mvashe gil on Asher b'yonta v'acholoi, he eats it. So the b'sham leis l'mitoch loke, b'sil dis l'mitoch ain't a loke. Why? So that's just explaining Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Let it be Eichel Nefesh. He cooked the gid on Hashem and technically to eat it, b'chol, and he goes ahead and he eats it. So Tosa says, Tzorech Lomi, you have to interpret Pshat in the Gemara, Avagav de l'chosh v'echol nevim shum isid, isid de rochev alei, gid on Hashem's trait. So it doesn't qualify to be considered echol nefesh, that bein l'bisil l'bein l'bisham. It's not called real echol nefesh, but since he personally does plan to eat it, so that's called Tzorech Hayom Tzas. That is a Tzorech Hayom Tzas. So that's why it's totally in the machlekes b'sham and b'sil. But to qualify for echal nefesh mamish has to be mutter. Hamikomakam tzorcha yomhu came in the ochale, since lemais is going to eat it. That's obviously not like the Abena Chananel. According to Abena Chananel, it's only tzorcha yom. So I said, it's a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah to eat the treif gid on Asher? How's Abena Chananel going to read the Gemara? The Gemara says you cook treif food on Yontif. So according to Beis Hillel, that you say, and he plans to eat it, and he eats it, according to Basil, you say mitoich, so there's no malchus. But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's only mitoich if it's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to eat, treif, gid on Asher. Rabbeinu Chananel is simply not going to work out in the Gemara there.
Suppose you get a chayla.
If he has a chayla.
I know, you can't say that. Under circumstances, suppose there would be a chayla, it would become mitoich.
So you should say hoyel. So you should say hoyel. That's what Tosfos says to Kashi and Psochim. If you say Hoyol, the Reichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically, so why don't you say Pikloch Nefesh should also set itself up automatically. So a guy turns on a light on Shabbos, I should say Hoyol, since if there would have been a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana, would have been mutter to turn on the light, even though there's no Chayla, but theoretically it could have been. So the simple answer is, the Poshut answer is, that for pikuach nefesh to be doicha Shabbos, for sure you need kavanas agavra. That's the given. The only machlekes, Rabbi and Rav Chizda, is by oichal nefesh on yontif. Does it set itself up automatically, or do you need kavanas agavra? That's the simple answer. That's what the Maram Chalava writes on that sugya, on Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says the Kasha, if you hold hoyel, so anyone's machal Shabbos, he turns on the light, he drives his car. He could have been driving that doctor to. Sometimes you drive the car beheter. So even though there is no doctor, there is no chayla, you should say hoyel, it could have theoretically been. So the Maram Chalva says that the machlekes hoyel is a particular machlekes Rabbi Avchizda only in Echal Nefesh. What's the nature of Echal Nefesh? Doesn't apply to Pikuach Nefesh. Tosfos doesn't answer like that. Tosfos says, you only say hoyel if it's a milsa d'shchicha. So sometimes you invite everybody from town to eat your food. But in Milsa, the Lo Shchicha, Chol Sheish B'Sakana, then you have to turn on the lights on Shabbos. The Tosfos says, on a Dover Rochek, on a Milsa Lo Shchicha, you can't say Hoyol. So strange Tosfos. The Pashtus is like the Maram Chalava said. The whole Machlekes Rabbi Rav Chizda Bahol is a local Machlekes only applicable to Eichel Nefesh. What's the nature of the Heter Eichel Nefesh?
He's saying that even though Hoyol is like Daraisa, right?
Hoyol is Daraisa.
Still,
yeah.
By the
Rabbanon, sometimes the Milsa Lo Shchicha goes by Rabbanon. But here Tosfos learns that Hoyol means that the Heter sets itself up automatically if it's Bo B'Cheshbon, if it's something that could theoretically have not so unusual. Yeah. Nearly read that Tzilas HaTinek L'Tal, he's disagreeing with the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel said only Tinek L'Muloi. So the Reed disagrees. Here, there, in Beitzot, they says Valesa. They quote Rabbeinu Chananel and say Valesa, because the Reed says that it's wrong. Even Tinek L'Tal. Nearly read that Tzilas HaTinek L'Tal is also Tzorach HaYom Tzal. It doesn't have to be Tinek L'Muloi. Liu HaTzor V'Tzorach Nochri, Lira Da'oser. He wants the Paskin like the Tana, like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, like Rabbi Akiva. That's the Tesis and the Balamor discussed there. Should we pass like Rabbi Akiva? Should we pass like Rabbi Yosef Aglili? So Tesis says we should, I think Tesis is Machman, all three. Lechem lo la gabar, lechem lo leakim, lechem lo la klop. Machman, all three. You pass like all the Tana. Yeah. So you're not allowed to carry anything into the street for the Tzarech HaNochri. But I know the Nachri would enjoy some cholent. Yantav, some challah. So I go, I carry the challah in the street and I give it to the next neighbor, and he's a guy. So Tyson says, you're not allowed to do this. How come the minig is that they do it? Meanwhile, it's all the Tzarech HaNochri near the Yosso, because Lachem Elol Yaakov. Masha Nogavato, the Hotzi, the Tzarech HaNochri, what's that? They would give a piece of challah to the guy, and to Yantav, and there's no Erev, for you leave a Rashba. Mishum, this is the Rash Mishans. This is not the Rashbo Ibn Adaris. Rashbo was Talmud of the Ramban. This is not who he was. This is the Rash Mishans. Near the Rashbo, Mishum, the Rishus Ram, the Dan Mahavi, Ela Carmelis, why? The Enochavin Tez Zayin Amma. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. In order to be considered Rishus Ram, the Rice has to have a minimum width of 16 Ammas. A lot of streets we have are 16 Ammas wide. 16 Ammas is very small. I'm not sure, maybe there's some tiny guess a lot that are less than 16 amas wide. But most streets are 16 amas wide. So Tosis in other places says a little differently. Ein lanu shisaram deraisa, because we don't have shishim ribo. That's the girsa of the Bahag like that. They have girsa in the Gemara that in order to be shisaram deraisa, you need shishim ribo. So Tosis says, maybe there's no shisaram deraisa. So it's still isa. So it's a karmala, so let it be an isa. So Tesis comes up with a Wapra of a Chiddush. The Gzeirah of Carmelis only applies to Shabbos. And Yontif, there's no Issa to carry in a Carmelis. Where in the world did they get that from? Well, what's the market for that? So they're going to prove it. Then they're going to reject it. They're going to prove that it's so, and then they're going to reject it. It's absolutely not so. So Tesis says, we got the Yontif with a Gazer Rabbanik. They were never going around Hoitzoh in a Carmelis, how do you know? What's Eruv HaTzeres? Shlomo HaMelech made a takana de Rabbanon. Shlomo HaMelech made a takana de Rabbanon. Let's say you live in an apartment house and you have five apartments on the same floor. So the whole building is a Rishus HaYochid. On the level of the Raisa, who lives there and who was the owner is Lamal of Lamar. Rishus HaYochid means a Mokam Nehamuk of Mechitzis. Is a Rishus Sayyachis. Man, I tell you, the whole apartment building is one big Rishus Sayyachis. Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that depends who lives there. If Reuven's family lives there, Shimon's family lives there, and the hallway is used b'shutfas by both of them, so you're not allowed to carry from Beis Shal Reuven to Beis Shal Shimon, you're not allowed to carry from the Chotzer to Beis Shal Reuven, from Beis Shal Reuven to the Chotzer, you're not allowed to carry, unless you made an Eruv Chatzer. So this is takana Shlomo HaMelech. So Tosis thinks they have a raya from the Gemara that at Yontif there's no need for Eruv Chatzeres. At Yontif you're allowed to carry from Beisul, you're allowed to carry in the Rishus HaRabim also if you have Tzorach HaYom Tzas. But Tosis thinks that you're allowed to carry in a Chatzah Sheinim U'Reves even Shalot Tzorach Klal. You're allowed to carry even Shalot Tzorach Klal on Yontif. How do they know? So they have a Raya from a Gemara. What's the Raya from the Gemara? Just like the Lord Tikkun Rabbanan Eruv Chatzeres B'Yontif, the Kodesh Lama HaMelech was only instituted requiring Eruv Chatzeres by Shabbos. But Yontif never made a Takana. How do you know? Kinemash Beresh Perk Sheni De Beitza De Omar. What's the din? Yontif Shcholi is Be'er Shabbos. Yontif is on Friday. So you have Shabbos and Yontif next to each other back to back. So what's the din? So there's a Machloikis HaTanoim. You say Kedusha Achas, we treat it as if it's one long Kedusha Yom 48 hours. But you say, no, what kind of Kedusha Achas? Yontif does a Heterech on Nefesh, and Shabbos is no Heterech on Nefesh. How can you say Kedusha Achas? The Rambam writes like that. The Rambam writes, if Yom Kippur would fall out, in our calendar it never happens, but if Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday or on Sunday, in the days of the Tanoim it did happen, when Kitchal Piyariya. So the Mishnah is talking about Yom Kippur falling out on Friday or Sunday. So the Rambam says if Yom Kippur would fall out, Yom Kippur does not have the Rechon Nefesh. So Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same. And Yom Kippur does an Easter Achila. And Shabbos is not Easter Achila. But talking about the Malacha, the Kedusha Sayyim translates itself in the Malacha. So the Malachas are identical, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So the Rambam says if Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday or Sunday, everybody would agree that it's Kedusha Achas. The only reason why there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, we pass on Shabbos next to Yom Tov Shtei Kedushas, because on Yom Tov there's a Heter Rechon Nefesh, Shabbos is no Heter Rechon Nefesh. So the Issa Malacha is different. The definition of the Kedusha Sayyim is gauged by the Malacha. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim. What's the din if Yom Tov falls out on Friday? Do you say Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas? L'may Nafkemina. So one nafkamina is, let's say I want to make an Eruve Tchumen to go somewhere. So can I make one Eruve Tchumen for Friday, which is Yom Tov, and another Eruve Tchumen for Shabbos? Or do you say no? It's one Eruve Tchumen for both days because Kedusha Achas. So we paskan that it's Shtei Kedushas, but there are Tanaim hold that it's Kedusha Achas. Shabbos next to Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas. We paskan it's not. The Gemara says, Halachik Habor Zekeinim, we paskan like the four Tanaim. There's Shtei Kedushas. Only Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. The Rambam writes, he thinks that would be L'chol HaDeis Kedusha Achas.
What's as far as this Kedusha Achas if Taka both are L'chol Nefesh and
L'chol? Okay, we'll have to talk about it. Okay. Probably a Machlokes is what's the nature of the Beheter L'chol Nefesh. Some other time. So the Gemara has a discussion. Is he allowed to make an Eruve Tchumen on Friday for Shabbos? Is it permissible to make an Eruv Tchumen on Friday for Shabbos? Let's say he wants to go Chutz L'Tum, so he's going to go Alpay Mamo, 2,000 Amos is the Tchum. He's going to go 1,800 Amos, and he's going to visit a friend of his, and he's going to say, can you please let me put away a jar of pickles? Or Achala, this is going to be my Eruv Tchumen because tomorrow I want to go Chutz L'Tchum. Is he allowed to make an Eruv Tchumen on Yontif, which is on Friday, for tomorrow? Or is he allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeris, let's say, on Yontif? He's in an apartment building, and there is no Eruv. So on Yontif, they carry whatever they need. Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, Tzorech Hayom Tzas. On Shabbos, you can't carry anything. And they want to all eat together. So they want to be able to carry from one apartment to the other, the hallways. So is he allowed to put away? Let's say he has a box of matzahs in his home. Can he tell one of the neighbors, come pick up the box of matzahs on Yom Tov, on Friday? Because in Shutfus, all the Shomer Shabbos will live on the floor. And this is going to be the Eruv Chatzeris, so that tomorrow we'll be allowed to carry. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim. So Rebbe makes a compromise. Rebbe Omer, the Machlokes HaTanoim, Rebbe Omer, Ma'arvin Eruv Chatzeris, Avaloy Eruv Tchumen. We permit you to make Eruv Chatzeris on Friday for tonight, for Shabbos, but we don't permit you to make Eruv Tchumen. Why? What's the logic? Lefi, Shata Osir B'Dabar Ha'Osalo, V'Yata Osir B'Dabar Ha'Mutalo. You can't go Chutz L'Tchum on Yontif. You can't go Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos or on Yontif. He said there's a machlokes whether tchumen is the raisa the rabbanon, machlokes hatanoim whether alpay mam is the raisa the rabbanon. So we paskin the loike Rebbe Akiva, alpay mam is not the raisa. Then it's machlokes the mechaber and the ramo had a paskin whether yud beis mil is the raisa the rabbanon. And even if you hold that tchumen is the raisa on Shabbos, there's a machlokes whether tchumen is the raisa the rabbanon on Yontif. Different opinion, fine. Whether you carry everything over from Shabbos to Yontif, you only carry over malachas, fine. But Lemaisa, you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So if he wants to make an Eruv Tchum and he wants to walk on Friday afternoon, he wants to walk to his friend's home and set aside a jar of pickles or a box of cookies, that's going to be his Eruv Tchum to go on Shabbos Chutz L'Tchum. So the Gemara says that's Misakin. There's an Issa Misakin. Misakin money means if there's a broken chair and I fix it, a broken fork or knife and it's twisted, I can't use it, and I straighten it out. That's a Misak Mana, something is broken. Then there's a Misak and Mana, the Rabbanon. If you mafrish Trumas and Maisers, you make a Heter. You mafrish Trumas and Maisers, that's Misak and Mana, the Rabbanon. See here also, Rebbe says, this is a Misak and Mana. Tomorrow on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. So the guy's going to make an Eruv Tchumen today on Yom Tov. but should allow him to go chutz l'tchum tomorrow. So today on Yontif, there's an issue of tchumin on Yontif and on Shabbos. So to make an Erev Day tchumin on Yontif has a mashmos, has a significance, because the din of tchumin applies to Yontif, as it applies to Shabbos, maybe Shabbos is Menatar, maybe Yontif is Menarabon, but bottom line, there is a din of tchumin on Yontif like on Shabbos. So Rebbe says, the gochutz l'tchum on Yontif is not allowed. So if I'm going to make Erev Day tchumin on Friday, Yontif Shcholias on Erev Shabbos, I'm going to make an Erev Day tchumin today for tonight to be able to go chutz l'tchum, that's called misakin, not misakin manin, that's misakin. He's creating a heter. Mashiach came to carry in a chutz l'sheinim u'rebis, on Yontif you're allowed to carry all you want in a chutz l'sheinim u'rebis. So if you want to make an Eruvei Chatzeris, I tell you, come into my apartment on Friday, Yontif Chaliyas on Friday. I say, pick up the box of matzah, because the shutzos for all the Shem Shabbos here, and the box of matzah should be owned by shutzos by all of us. That should be the Eruvei Chatzeris. So Rebbe says, Iata Osra Dover Hamutalo, and Yontif Yolari carry. When he makes the Eruvei Chatzeris, he's just extending the heter. Just like today on Yontif, it was mutter to carry in the Chotzer Shenim Urebis. Because the Gzeirish Lama Melech was never made not to carry Nechot Sheshedim HaRebis. It was never instituted on Yontif. So by making an Eruvei Chatzeris on Yontif for Shabbos, you're just extending today's Heter for tonight. That's not called Mesakin. Mesakin one is you have a broken chair and you fix it. You have something that's broken. You mafrish Shumas and Maisis on the Tevel. The Tevel was also Bachili, making Muta. So to make an Eruvei Tchumen after Oseh B'davar Ho'aselo, on Yontif, there's a din you can't go chutz l'tchum. So to make the Eruv etchumin on Yontif to be allowed to carry on Shabbos chutz l'tchum, to go chutz l'tchum, so that's called the tikkun. But to extend the heter on Yontif, you're allowed to carry with in a chutz l'sheinim u'rebis. You don't need an Erev Echatzeris. That's what Tosis is proving. Shlomo Melech's Gerah was never instituted on Yontif. It was only instituted on Shabbos. So you see from that Gemara. So therefore, to extend the heter, that's not called an Issa Misakin. That's what Tosis is interpreting. That's our Tosis is interpreting Pasha Pshat and Rebbe's statement. Lefi, what's the difference? Lefi, Shata Osa B'Dava Ha'Oselo, to make an Eruv Etchumen, that's called Mesaken, to make a Heter. V'yata Osa B'Dava Ha'Mutalo. Tosis there has a different Pshat. Tosis there in Beitza says, the whole discussion whether you can make an Eruv Echatzeres or Eruv Etchumen on Friday for Shabbos is all on the assumption that it's Shtei Kedushas. What if you hold Shabbos next to Yontif is Kedusha Achas? So you can't make an Eruv et Chatzeres or an Eruv et Tchum in the middle of the day. If it's one long Kedusha Hayam for 48 hours, so there's nothing to discuss. It takes respect to Akasha. Rebbe happens to hold in a different Mesich than Erevin that Shabbos next to Yontif is Kedusha Achas. So what's the whole discussion? Everything should be Yasser. Eruv et Chatzeres and Eruv et Tchum has to be there betchilas Knesis Hayam. So if Rebbe's Shita is that Shabbos next to Yontif is Kedusha Achas, so you can't make it either. You shouldn't be able to make it either in the middle of the day. So what's he talking about? So Tosis explains, no, that's what Rebbe explains. You only say Kedusha Achas with respect to the dinim that they share in common. So both Shabbos and Yontif have an Issa Tchumen. So with vis-a-vis Tchumen, Shabbos and Yontif are Kedusha Achas. So that's why you're not allowed to make it. Not because Misakein. Not because you're making a matter. No, because it wasn't there with Tchilas Hayom. Tchilas Hayom was Thursday night when Yontif ended. But with respect to carrying, in a chutz l'sheinim u'rebis, the dinim are not the same. Shabbos and Yontif, the dinim are not the same. Dinim are the same for muktzah, dinim are the same for tchumen. But the dinim are not the same when you get to carrying. So you can't say kedusha achas. So therefore, you're able to make an eruv chatzeres to extend the heter. Yeah. So Tosis here, Poshim Shah, Tosis here is learning the Mark Pshut. That's a fancy pshat. After us of davar hasalom, after us of davar avutalo, that's a fancy pshat. That if it's also both on Friday and Shabbos, with respect to that, you say kedusha achas. Whenever is different, it's not kedusha achas. Shabbos next to Yontif is kedusha achas when you get to some dinim when you get to other dinim. Not. That's a very mechudish diga pshat. But the posh pshat, our tesis isn't learning like that. Our tesis is learning. Is it called misakein? If you're extending the heter that's already present today, that's not called misakin. If you're creating a new heter, b'davar mutalo, you just extend the heter, so that's not misakin. B'davar hasalo, today you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum, So I'm making an Eruvet Chumen today for tonight, that's called Misakin. I'm creating a new head. So Taisus proved from that Gemara that the Gzeira Shleim HaMelech not to carry in a Chotz Shenim or Rebbes was never instituted on Yontif, the way they're reading the Pshat. Alma, what do you see from the Gemara? Lo Tikkun Erev HaChatzer is beYontif. There never was Takana Shleim HaMelech only on Shabbos. Now Taisus makes a giant step, jump, and they say, Chotz Shenim or Rebbes, you're allowed to carry on Yontif. What the Nami HaKarmelis? What's what the Nami HaKarmelis? The same thing. Karmelis is an Isa. It's Omid Rabban. Chotz Shenim or Rebbes is a Rishus HaYochid Ben HaTorah. It's not the same thing. But that's what Taisus starts. What then the Legos of the Karmelis?
Why don't they just use like
Eva?
Like
no, they carried out challah to the guy, no Eva.
I'm saying if they didn't give it, it'd be
Eva. There was no concern of Eva. They would give to the guy, they would carry into the street, there's no Eva. The guy didn't demand it, and they wouldn't be upset. The Jews wanted to befriend the guy. So they gave, he was a Shabbos guy. They wanted to give him a matana, give him some challah, yantif. No evil. But the Gemara had a machlekes whether yesh erev ahitzoa leyantif or not. The maskan is yesh erev ahitzoa leyantif. So the Gemara said there is a concept of erev on yantif. So Taisa says no, that goes on eruv etchumen. Woo, doesn't go on eruv echatzeres. Goes on eruv etchumen. That's a wild shot. That's certainly not poshim shot in the Gemara. So that's what they answer. Oh, the Kaimalam and Parakamar law increases the Parakamar debates of Daf Yedais. Yesh Erev HaHitzoa LeYontif. Nir Darbei Ruvi Tchumen. Doesn't go on Ruvi Chatzeres. That's a doichik. They says later, from the context of the Gemara, you see, you're not talking about a Ruvi Tchumen, you're talking about a Ruvi Chatzeres. So now they're asking, but we just proved that there's no Takana Shlem HaMelech on Yontif. Yatar Asa B'davra Mutalo. So no. Shub Chazabo, the Balatais is backed out. That's not the troop shot in the Gemara. And there's no tzushtel. There's no tzushtel. M'chad tzushenim u'rebes is the Rishus HaYachit Men HaTorah. M'asheni Ken HaKarmel, this is not a Rishus HaYach Men HaTorah. One is much more chomer than the other. Shub Chazabo from the whole thing. M'chad tzushenim u'rebes ain't lomad medal HaKarmel. It's the chomer tvei, k'moshe pirashti b'masecha Shabbos kuf yud zayin. What's k'moshe pirashti? There's no Pirashti. Kemosha Mefurish b'Gemara. It's a black and white Gemara. It's not a Taisus. They're not quoting a Chiddush that they said. It's a black and white Gemara. The Mishnah says, Kol Kisvi HaKodesh. Perek Kol Kisvi, the Perek talks about if Chalila there's a Sreif on Shabbos, what are you allowed to do? So it says you're allowed to be Matzal Kisvi HaKodesh to carry it into a Chotze She'enem U'Rebes. And the Gemara is Beferish. That's a Chotze She'enem U'Rebes. It's a Vishu Sayachid Men HaTorah. But it's any more rebbes. What about to carry into a Karmelis? It's not allowed. The Gemara said not allowed. So you see Meferish with the Gemara that Karmelis is much more chomer than Chatz Hashem. Chatz Hashem rebbes is a Mishus Hayachid Menator. Karmelis is not a Mishus Hayachid Menator. It's not, I don't know why they say Kashe Peirashti. It's not Peirashti. It's Kemoshe Mavur from Masechah Shabbos Kuf Yitzad. About Nira, the pshat that they suggested, Yesh Erev HaHitzoa LeYontif goes on Erev Tchumen. No, certainly not correct. Well, near the Hodi Kaimelon, the Yesher, by Tzol Yon, by Ruvich Hatzeres, Myri. It's Muchach from the context of the Gemara. It doesn't go on a Ruvich Chum. It goes on a Ruvich Hatzeres. Because the Gemara talks about carrying a Yontif. Is it permissible, should you say, Lots Yasiya Matzim, but Techem, but Yon, Mashab, is Yon, Mashab, is in the Yontif law. Hatzor is Malocha Grua, maybe it's Mutter the Gamma Yontif. Maybe there's no Erev Hatzor and Yontif. So the Gemara is talking about Hatzor and Yontif. We're not talking about a Ruvit Chumen. The whole Pshat is not correct. I said, how do you read the Gemara there in Beitzo Daf Tez Zayin? Rebbe distinguishes, you're permitted, when Yantuf on Friday, Rebbe permits you to make an Eruvei Chatzeris today for tonight, but not to make a Ruvit Chumen. Why? Why is it Mutter, but there is a din of a Ruvit Chatzeris even on Yantuf. The Taisa says, no, but most of the time it'll be mutter. What's the guy going to carry? Something, shalot etzorech klal. Usually on Yontif, you carry things that are letzorech. If you want to carry shalot etzorech, then you need eruv echatzeres. If you want to carry something letzorech yontif, you don't need eruv echatzeres. That's what Taisa ends up. Hadakama, the last line it tells. Hadakama, Yatasub Dabra Mutala Hani Mishum, Mutala Hotzi Litzarach. If you need Litzarach, you're allowed to carry on Yonta. But if you want to carry something, Shalot, it's a klal, but that you do need an Erubi Chatzeres. There's an opinion in the Ritva. It's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. On Shabbos, when you can't carry anything at all, so then Shlomo HaMelech made a takana Erubi Chatzeres. On Yonta, basically, whatever is the Tzarach HaYom Ktsas, you're allowed to carry. So what do you want? What do you need an Erubi Chatzeres for? In order to be allowed to carry Shalot, it's a klal. So why should they make a takana for that? So they quote the Ritva Shita, on Yontif, there's no takonas Aruvich Hatzeris. Why should they make such a takona? Why should they give you a heter to carry Shalot Tzarach Klal? Don't carry. So there's such an opinion. But we don't really hold like that. We hold, when you make the Aruvich Hatzeris for Shabbos, so to include, you say for Shabbos and for Yontif, and once you have the Aruvich Hatzeris, you're even permitted to carry Shalot Tzarach Klal. So it's going to be an Issa HaChana. He'll be in violation. What's he carrying? Shalot Tzarach Klal. He's going to need it on after Yontif is over. So maybe he'll be in violation of Hachanet, but he won't be in violation of the Haitzah. Okay, this is a very important Tosfos. Every line, they're alluding to a different Gemara. They're alluding to Rashi Rabbi Nachman. You got to go through the whole Tosfos. Okay. I'll try to give Shiurim by Skype. Talk.
Guys, Jacob Bernstein sent out an email about 7 hours.